Well, this is Day to Shine. So I want to give you and me a chance to think today about this question. What do I know to be true? Not what am I supposed to believe to be true? What do they tell me at church or any other place? Not what does science teach us is true? Because it will turn out, although science is awfully often privileged in our day, the things that we need most to know in order to live don't tend to exist in the domain that scientists can address. Now, all of this is flowing from a single command that Paul gives in Philippians chapter 3, verse 16, when he's talking about, I'm not perfect. I still got a long ways to go. Everybody does. If you don't think you do, you know, think again. God will make it clear to us. What should we do when we disagree about stuff instead of being jerks about it and fighting? And so just this one thing, this is so powerful. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. That is the level of knowledge that we've already attained. In other words, let's just do what we know flows out of the level of knowledge of God and life that we actually have. So this made me think about, what do I actually, honestly know is true? Not what am I supposed to say is true because I'm a preacher or a teacher or I do this right now or I've worked at a church. Like in my bones, what do I know? And so I'll walk this through for you. It's kind of personal just for me. But the invitation today is for you to reflect on. You might even want to write down, what do you know? What are you quite persuaded is true? And then what would it look like if you were to live up to that? So I'll walk you through mine. The first thing I know is I know that it's good to be alive. And that's not to say that there's not lots and lots of pain and suffering in the world, because there is. But I can do a real simple thought experiment. All suffering could be stopped if we just blew up the world tomorrow and nobody lived anymore. And of course, that would be a nightmare. It is a very good thing that the world exists. And I know this to be true. When I wake up in the morning and I smell coffee, or I see somebody that I love, or the sun comes up again, or I have being, I have existence. When a little baby is born, I invite you to reflect on this. And if a domain, there is no branch of science that can tell us, that can answer that question, is it good to be alive? But the Bible does. It's good to be alive because God created life and God blesses life and God loves life. It is a good thing. And I believe at some level, deeply, most of us do know this, even if we don't know that we know it. Very powerful way for me. Seeing this recently was when I was with my friends Chuck and Malia, and we watched together a movie called Gifted. And that whole movie is worth watching just for one scene, but I'm going to tell you the scene so you don't have to waste time on it now if you don't want to. It's a story of this extremely gifted little girl, 6 years old, math prodigy, mom died of suicide, dad out of the picture. So she's raised by her uncle, and he loves her, but it's real complicated, and other family members make it even more difficult. And at one point, he's lamenting how hard his life is. And by the way, anybody who's a parent, you get that. You know the strain and the difficulty. And she's quite hurt by this and thinks maybe she's not wanted, maybe she's not loved. So in the next scene, he brings her and then another friend to a hospital waiting room, and they're just sitting there, and it's that kind of sterile, boring, awkward time. And eventually Mary, the little six-year-old, falls asleep, and then he touches her and he points over there, and she looks, and there's a family, and somebody comes out the door from back where the rooms are and looks at them and sighs and says, "It's a boy." And they just explode. They're laughing and crying and hugging and jumping up and down. And Mary's uncle, who is now kind of her father, looks at her and she looks at him and she says, "Was it like that when I was born?" And he says, "It was exactly like that." And she says, who is the one that came out to tell the family when I was born? And he says, that was me. And she says, can we stay here and watch another one? So they sit there for however long, and then another family has another messenger comes through the door and say, a life is entered into the world. There's a little being, an image bearer who is alive, and they're jumping up and down. And Mary gets up out of her seat because she's so thrilled to be part of this great project. And she starts jumping up and down and laughing and high-fiving the doctor over there. And all of that is just a reminder of something that that I simply know. In spite of all the pain and the suffering in this world, it is good to be alive and therefore to be grateful. Like, I can keep me busy all day long. God, I get to do this. I get to read scripture. I get to read about the life of Jesus and how every human being was made in the image of God, and get to talk about that with other people. So it's good to be alive. That will keep me busy with gratitude all day long. Go a little more quickly through the other things that I believe. I ought to pursue good. And I know this. I know that there is a difference between right and wrong. I know that becoming a person of love and goodness and hope and truth is what matters most of all. I know it is true. The main thing that will occur in my life, the main thing I will get out of my life, let alone what God or the world will get out of it, is the person I become. I know that's true. That'll keep me busy all day long, just in this next moment. I was just talking to somebody on the phone and they said something that I disagreed with and they needed to hear a hard truth and I didn't say it. I just lacked the courage. So if you're listening right now, I'm going to call you up. And I have all kinds of work to do in that way on my character. It's never done, but I know that that matters supremely. I know despair is wrong. And I mean despair here in an ultimate sense. The philosopher writer Camus, in his book, The Myth of Sisyphus, starts by saying there's only one great philosophical question, issue, problem, and that is suicide. That is it worth living or is it not? And I know that it is. I know that for me to look at a six-year-old child, like in that film, or little children who are in my life, I know for me to look at them and say, your existence is meaningless. It doesn't matter at all. You might as well just cash it in now. Just go ahead. I know that would be horribly wrong. I don't just think it. I don't just feel it. I know it. And therefore, Paul writes to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians 4, and sometimes I just say these words over and over and over again. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Don't lose heart from one moment to the next to bring the encouragement of knowing that despair, quitting on life, quitting on love, quitting on the human race is the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong road to go down. I know that to be true. Number four, I need help. This one I know very deeply. Step one in the 12 steps. We admitted that we were powerless over whatever it is, alcohol, the need for approval, my anger, my worry, my anxiety, my feeling overwhelmed. I need help. I know that I ought to pursue the good, and I know that on my own, I'm not able to do it, so I pray. So I ask. Now, asking involves other people. Talk to my friend Rick this morning. I need help around this. But I know that I need help. I know that I am not self-sufficient. I know this to be true. And then finally, people are immensely valuable. And I know this is true. And again, if science cannot answer that question, how valuable are people, it doesn't mean that there is no answer to it. And I don't think that anybody's ever answered it quite like it is in Scripture, that we're made by God, that we somehow bear the image of God, and that we are loved by God. And so the great commandment is to love God and to love my neighbor as myself. So this means I will be kept busy all day long, just love, just from one moment to the next. Can I love those of you that I'm thinking about right now as I look into this camera? Can I love when I write somebody an email? Can I love when I have a conversation? Can I love even in my thoughts? So, there you have it for me. What do I know to be true? I know it's good to be alive, that it's better that the world exists than that there would be nothing, that I ought to pursue good, that despair is wrong. I need help. And people are immensely valuable. My invitation to you today is, what do you know? And then hear these words from thousands of years ago from Paul. Don't be paralyzed by what you don't know. Be activated by what you do know. Be accountable, responsible for what I do know, for what we do know. Only whatever we disagree about, only let us live up to what we already know to be true. That'll keep us busy all day long. And then we can shine.
What's up, guys? You get the blue sweater today, I'm afraid. Of the five things that John just mentioned, which one most resonated with you, and maybe which one did you find most challenging? If you're feeling really inspired, you might want to actually make your own list of five. Well, whether you choose one that resonated with you, challenged you, or you want to make your own list, we would love to know about it. So you can send it to us. You can actually put it in the comments below and we'll read it and respond to you. Or you could send it into us, you can email it or text us, all of our contact information is in the show notes. And if you don't want to tell us, I just encourage you to process it with somebody. When we dialogue about the things that we learn and we're thinking about, it actually helps it take root deeper into our minds, our memories, and our lives. So we'd love to know what that was for you. For me, of the five, I really resonated with the last one, which was the statement, I need help. That's one thing John knows. That's one thing that I'm continually learning. I hate asking for help. Even saying those words out loud now is hard for me because I like to think that I can do it. I'm an independent worker. I like to think that I can do way more than I'm actually capable of. And I don't like feeling like a burden or inconveniencing others. So I hate saying those words, but I know that it's true. So today I'm gonna commit to not shying away from asking for help when I need it. What are you going to commit to today? What's one small step you're going to take toward God and toward becoming the kind of person He wants you to be? If you want more information about Become New, head over to becomenew.com. Otherwise, thanks for being here, and we'll catch you next time.